Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch, for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.
Hello and welcome to the Late Lunch Leftovers podcast. We had a busy one last week. We were out with Georgie Revel once again at the Cook Shack in Bride. We love going up there. She's so enthusiastic and actually she manages to teach us a thing or two as well. We were also out on Friday at the Laxey Working Men's Institute as part of our Village Hall series. During the week we had our regulars. Mike Kewley was once again with us on Wednesday for Midweek Mindfulness and he also loved Mark's greatest hit this week. It was a Beatles hit and certainly a hit with the Kewley family. But first, once again, we were joined by our very own Dr. John. And as has become customary now, he started with a limerick.
Do you know, I was sitting in the car 10 minutes ago, just getting my head together for this show, and suddenly, I haven't done a limerick. So I did one in 30 seconds.
Go on then.
Are you ready? It's very short. Sitting here at late lunch today, I discover I've nothing to say. But the trick when you pick a short limerick is it just writes itself anyway.
That's good.
That's the best yet. Not because it was so short, obviously, but because it's very witty. Thank you.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
So what we've got here is we've got artichoke dip, which is on the back of the agar here.
Oh, this looks so good.
My turn.
You can try that.
Me.
I gave you a cracker as well, sort of cracker. It's a tortilla here. Okay, so you can put some of that. Should we let you go off around here and you can then just go and play with that, okay?
I like the fact that she thinks I'm better out of the way. Just give her the food to eat. It's probably safer.
Well, I should say, on air right now, the song Hungry by Kashin is playing, and I think it's just because you look a little bit hungry. Right, so we're going to make this aubergine dip. Is this difficult?
It's artichoke dip.
I mean, artichoke.
We had aubergines last night. You weren't with us, were you, last night? No, I don't think so. But we did have lovely aubergines last night. So just put a couple of slugs of mayonnaise, real mayonnaise, into a bowl. And then we're going to also put some creme fraiche. Okay, another couple of slugs. We're going to put some garlic. Isn't that great? It has the outside husk on the garlic. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't those wonderful? I love also putting in some water chestnuts, okay? Ooh. So I've got chopped water, gives it that extra crunch, you know?
That's good.
Then,
so is this your own recipe?
Oh, and this is sort of taken, and I've sort of put extra bits and pieces in, like the water chestnuts. We used to make this in Cayman and Canada, so everybody seems to love it that come on the courses. So these are artichoke hearts in brine, and you can get these actually at local Andrew's stores. They're marvellous, and also at Robinson's.
So, and is it better to use these than to get fresh artichokes? Presumably, would you have to cook them if you're
getting
fresh?
Well, good luck if you can find fresh artichokes, I tell you, yes, especially in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. But so, is she okay in there?
She's eating too quickly, we're losing Beth.
Was she inhaling that?
She's really nice. Right, don't worry, we've only got 30 seconds before we go back on air, Beth, you'll be right.
We've chopped up the artichoke hearts, okay? And then we're going to put, I've just picked some delicious lemon thyme. So that's going in.
Is that straight from the garden?
Straight from the garden. And we're going to put a little bit of herbs. This is just Provençal herbs, okay? And what else do we need to put in? We need to put in
Parmesan.
Lots of Parmesan. So we can grate loads of Parmesan in that, okay? This will take a while. So this is just to give you an idea. We need to do a lot more than that.
We're essentially just like those cookery programs on TV, aren't we? You have to do sort of bits that are pre-organized.
And I think the great thing is that you don't need to put salt in this because there's in the Parmesan, there's enough salt.
Are you hungry? Well, yes, we are.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
I'm on this one. I'm over here on this one.
You're over there. I'm over here. But the main thing is, Mark Tiley, we're in the same studio and that helps.
Your greatest hit on your Manx Radio.
It's lovely to have you back again for our greatest hit this week, Mark. It's been a while, but you've been a bit wrapped up in the TT.
Running around TTing. TTing. Yes. And it was great.
Yeah.
Obviously, some very low points and some very high points, but overall, I just have to say, I've said it everywhere, well done, Gary Thompson, for organising something that we never thought would actually finish properly.
He did an extraordinary job, didn't he?
Clark
of the
course.
He really did. Brilliant. Well done, that man. But now we're back to the music.
Yes, yes.
We have missed you, Mr. T, I have
I've missed
to say.
You. I've missed you.
And you're coming back with a blinder.
Coming back strong. Coming back strong. This is, today's episode is called Writing for a Reason. Now, the Beatles, were an amazing live band. My sister had a ticket.
I think I've heard of them.
Well, but they stopped playing so early on in their career. My sister had a ticket for me to go and see them in North London, and I wasn't allowed to go. I don't hold it against her. I don't even hold it against my parents. I was very young. She came back and told me you wouldn't have heard a thing. It was just all screaming. The amplifiers weren't big enough. The girls were screaming so loud, you wouldn't have heard a thing. So I sort of said fine as I cried myself to sleep. Because I wanted to be a Beatle more than anything. Not an astronaut, not a train driver. I wanted to be a Beatle. Anyway, on the last year of their shows, sort of Shea Stadium time, 1965, they decided that they've fed up with the last number of their set because they used to close it with Long Tall Sally, which wasn't even theirs. That was the ending number of the Beatles show. And McCartney said, this is silly. We need a Beatles song to close the show. So he wrote one. So he went into the studio. I'm just going to check the date here. It was June 1965. Now, they were recording Yesterday. And they recorded the song we're going to hear in a moment. And they decided this was their rocking way of finishing a live set. So McCartney really wrote it, mostly. He's singing it like a man possessed. John's on the organ and the rest of the band, I think you know them by now. They popped it on the B-side of the single Help. And I remember buying the single ahead of the album. I like you do, play the A-side first and play the B-side. And I got goosebumps, even as a youngster. I just went, wow, wow. Because it was like echoes of them in Hamburg. Echoes of them in the Cavern Club. It was as if they'd turned the clock back only 3 or 4 years to those earthy days. So that's why I've chosen it.
Oh, and it is absolutely brilliant. I want you to introduce this because people will probably not know the name of this single, Mr. Tiley.
Well, this isn't live, obviously, but let's pretend. Thank you very much, The Beatles. We've got time for one more song. Here it is, I'm Down.
Singing like a thing possessed he was.
And isn't it awesome?
Mark said a lot of people won't know the name
of
that song.
I didn't know it.
I didn't know it, but that's no surprise to anyone. but our Mike Cooley did know it. You and your family were big Beatles fans.
We were brought up on the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about them?
Oh, good question. What is it about them? I don't know. We were brought up in our house as if they were kind of four gods. And so that's just stuck. Yeah.
But even that is just a B-side. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that you knew that, I'd never heard that before, I have to say. And it's we were talking about it off air then. The thing about it, the energy, the raw energy. And you just said something because I mean, you pick it up certainly from the guitar. George's guitar is amazing. And then, of course, the organ that John's playing, the vocal. Paul's vocal is extraordinary on that. But you're saying about Ringo.
Oh, yeah, you should see the footage of him playing that at Shea Stadium. And the drum kit is basically nudging forward because Ringo's hitting it so hard. And there's just so much energy in the kind of early Beatles when they played live. Yeah, it's like a punk band almost.
Yeah, there you go. You see, he's a good guest to have in. It's not just about mindfulness.
He's all right. He is all right. The Nation Station, Manx
Radio. We are at the Working Men's Institute this afternoon in Laxey. We're here until 3 p.m. and then we will be doing a podcast after the show as well. Speaking now to Nigel Dobson from the Commissioners, from Garth Commissioners. Now, Nigel, how long have you been in this area?
I was a London Commissioner originally, some 14 years ago I joined, and Chairman of Garth for the first 3 years when the new authority was created.
And what is it about this area that makes it so special?
I think it's a beautiful green area. It's got a strong community spirit. And it's just a lovely place to live.
And one of the things that's happened recently is you've had an association with Biosphere, haven't you?
Yeah, the island went Biosphere a little while back, as you know. And we as a local authority thought it would be nice if we actually signed up to the initiative rather than just do the stuff. I have to say that we blame Laxey School because they've been badgering us over the last year or two or three on various environmental projects, and we're more than happy to have got involved with them on it.
It does seem very much like, and we will be speaking to some of the young people from the school in a moment, but it seems very much like Laxey's quite progressive on a lot of issues.
Yeah, I like to think so. So certainly on the biosphere stake, I think we were the first authority on the island to assist the local community with the reusable water refills at all the retail outlets throughout Laxey, which the retailers have all cooperated with. We work with Beach Buddies, or the school works with Beach Buddies for beach cleaning. We, as an authority, because the kids were keen on doing it, we went out and bought them a load of litter pickers and a compost thing. So we try to work with the other organisations within the community to get things done.
And it's the perfect community for it, really, isn't it? Because it is so beautiful here. You've got everything from the glens right down to the beach. So you've got every sort of aspect of nature, in a way. And there is something else that's happening soon to do with the glens and native species.
Yeah, again, I have to say that we're being bullied by Laxey School again. Yes, they've come up with an idea that perhaps we organise a competition next year. It's very early stages, but we're certainly going to give it a serious consideration. Where in Laxey Valley Gardens, for instance, we do planting to encourage hedgehogs and bees and birds with indigenous species, and more of a wild type of feel, and encourage residents to do something like that in their gardens and have a competition to see which is the most nature-friendly garden in the area and that kind of thing. Hopefully that'll happen next year.
Those are all our late lunch leftovers for this week. Do tune in for the main helping on Manx Radio weekdays just after 2 p.m.
Every week, of course, we'll have our regular features with Duxford Diaries. We'll have Mark Tiley's Greatest Hit, Midweek Mindfulness, and plenty more with our monthly guests as well.
But for now, thank you so much for listening to the Late Lunch Leftovers podcast. We'll see you again next time.
Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch, for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.